السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets and messengers. May Allah send blessings to his soul, to the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is about the first Khalifa, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. May Allah be pleased with him. He was the first to accept Islam among men, and he almost spent his fortune first in freeing slaves in Mecca, then in spending it in the righteous good deeds in Medina. He was also one of the scribes, كتاب الوحي, who used to write what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would dictate when he receives revelation. And he did one great effort in collecting the surahs of the Holy Quran after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he was really preceded Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, in that. And he collected it from the mothers of believers' homes and from wherever the Sahaba got that in their homes. And he put it, the copy, in his home. And when he died, the copy went to Sayyidina Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, in his home. Then after the death of Umar, Hafsa, Umm al-Mu'mineen, then Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, had his work done for him, and he decided to use that Qurashi version of the Holy Quran. Of course, all of this with consultation with senior Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them. A major figure among the Sahaba was Zayd ibn Thabit, the major scribe who really memorized the Holy Quran during the time of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the last year before the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he recited the Holy Quran, the whole of it, twice in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Uthman decided on the Quraishi, the Meccan version of the Mus'haf, and he burned all other accents and dialects, and to give the Muslim Ummah a great service also, Zayd bin Thabit was there as a senior Sahabi in charge of collecting and making sure that this is the right Mus'haf. May Allah be pleased with all the companions of the Prophet, including As-Siddiq. May Allah be pleased with him. He got his name As-Siddiq from believing in the story of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the night journey to Al-Quds al-Sharif, then to heavens. When the non-believers heard the story and they were making fun of it, and they went to Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, and said, "Your friend is claiming that he went to Jerusalem last night and came back. Would you still believe in him?" And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "If he said so, he told the truth. Saddaqa. He said, he testified that the Prophet told the truth." This is the meaning of Siddiq. When you see a brother in Islam called Siddiq, this is the meaning of the name. And they said, "How?" The non-believers arguing with Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, "How would you believe in that?" He said, "I believe in something even higher. I believe in him receiving revelation from Allah, from heavens. And of course, this is bigger than believing in him going to Al-Quds and coming back." There is an ayah. Scholars of Islam agreed that it is about Abu Bakr. And this is ayah, verse 33 from Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39 of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Wal-ladhi ja'a bil-sidqi wa saddaqa bihi ula'ika humul muttaqoon." This ayah describes Abu Bakr as muttaqi, righteous. How is that? Because he believed in the truth that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam brought. That's one. Scholars agree that there are at least four ayat, four verses in the Holy Quran about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. When at the time of his life in Mecca, before immigrating to Medina, he spent a lot of his fortune in buying slaves and freeing them, particularly those who are in need. They are helpless, like elders, weak women, and among them is Bilal, as I mentioned in a previous khutbah. May Allah be pleased with him. His father, Abu Quhafa, told him, "Son, you are doing a good deed by buying slaves, Muslim slaves, and freeing them. Why don't you just buy slaves who are stronger, not weaker like the ones, young slaves, free them. They would be in solidarity with you. They will protect you. They will be of help to you." And he answered his father. He said, "I am thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is my protector. And I am doing that for the sake of Allah, not for them to protect me." Another ayah mentioned him when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام chose him to accompany him in the immigration to Medina, Al-Hijrah. And this is ayah, verse 40 from Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9 of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling us until the day of judgment, the believers. And of course the topic was, the address was for people at that time. He said Allah has supported his messenger, and when the non-believers forced him out, and he was one of two, and they were in the cave, and Abu Bakr was sad, and the Prophet would be telling him, "Don't be sad, Allah is with us." He was sad because he was afraid they would look and see them, both of them. When they were going in the trip to Medina, Abu Bakr once would go in front of the Prophet ﷺ, and once behind him. He would alternate. Then the Prophet ﷺ asked him, "What are you doing, Abu Bakr, once you walk in front of me and once back to me?" He said, "I want to protect you from the ones who are behind. Then I remember there may be some people waiting for you. Then I go." He kept for the protection of the Prophet ﷺ. Once in Medina, the Prophet ﷺ was teaching his companions about doing good deeds. And his intention was to praise those who do these things. Then he said, "Who among you is fasting now?" Prophet doesn't know who is fasting, who is not. And he wants to praise those who is fasting. And it wasn't Ramadan, just Nawafil. Abu Bakr said, "I am from among the Sahaba." He said, "Who among you walked in janazah, in a funeral?" And Abu Bakr said, "I did that day." And he said, "Who among you fed a miskin, a needy person?" And Abu Bakr said, "I did." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "And who visited a sick person, a patient today?" And he said, "I did." And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "If a person has done all these, then the destination is Jannah, inshallah, paradise." One example about his ultimate faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no other sahaba, none would match him in that. One day the Prophet ﷺ commanded that his companions, he said, give charity, any kind of charity, any amount of charity. Then Sayyidina Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, I will beat Abu Bakr in this one. he is beating me in everything, in good deeds. I'll beat him in this one. He thought he would have more money than him. Then the Prophet ﷺ asked them, and they brought the money to the Prophet ﷺ. And Umar said, here is the money, O Prophet, O Messenger of Allah. He said, the Prophet ﷺ, what have you left for your family? He said, O Messenger of Allah, I left them half of my fortune. MashaAllah. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and he gave all whatever he has to the Prophet ﷺ. He asked him, what have you left to your family? And he said, I left for them Allah and His Messenger. And Umar said, I will never be able to compete with this man in the good tenor. And Allah from above seven heavens, may Allah praise to him, descended ayat praising Abu Bakr as-Siddiq according to scholars' interpretations. These are verses 17 to 21 from Surah Al-Layl, chapter 92 of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسيجنبها الأتقى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the hellfire and he said the pious, the righteous would avoid the hellfire. الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى. The one, the characteristic of the pious, the righteous, the one who is giving his money, his fortune, to purify himself. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. And he is not seeking for any reward from anybody. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. Only he is looking for the face of Allah, the sake of Allah, the high. ولسوف يرضى. And he will be content of God's rewards to him. And finally, the fourth verse that scholars say describing Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, is the one from Surah An-Nur, chapter 24 of the Holy Quran, and verse 22. يقول الله عز وجل ولا يأت الأولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم. The meaning of the surah, the meaning of the ayah is that even if a person did something wrong to you, and you are capable, and they are poor, they are in need, and you are capable to give them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't you like that Allah forgive you? Then if you like that, then also forgive them, especially if they are repentant. This ayah was really descending for or on the occasion of his cousin Ibn Khaldun, the son of his the sister of his mother, so his cousin in English would be, and that person Musattah ibn Athatha, he participated in the Ifk talk about Sayyid, the mother of the believer, but he repented. Before that, Abu Bakr used to spend on him. He was poor. He was regularly spending on him. So he hurt Abu Bakr, Siddiq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended, revealed this ayah to tell Abu Bakr, don't you like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? If you do, then forgive also. And give in, for the sake of Allah. Then Abu Bakr said, yes, I would love to be forgiven. And he resumed giving charity to his cousin and other poor people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who follow the good deeds of the Messenger of Allah and his companions. And ask him, he is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. When among the major deeds of Abu Bakr, that everlasting, is his stance on the day the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام died, and people, including companions, they really went astray. They could not believe that the Messenger of Allah would die. And he had the famous say for them, whoever was worshipping Muhammad, Muhammad died. But whoever is worshipping Allah, Allah is eternally living and he doesn't die. And in this way, he calmed them down. Then Umar, may be pleased with him, pledged allegiance, made bay'ah for him, considering him the Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah, and the companions followed. This stance, bringing Sahaba together, unity of the core power that the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, left behind, coupled with his gathering of the Mus'haf, these are his major, major contributions. A third one, as soon as the news about the death of the Prophet ﷺ spread in Arabia, some people who still did not believe well quickly went astray. Irtaddu. They reneged. They said, we believed as long as the messenger was there, the messenger died, then they just left Islam. There are people like that. Other tribes, they said, we still believe, but we are not going to pay zakah. And he said, no. In order for aqidah, the creed, the faith, to continue, I will not allow anybody to stop paying zakah, because if we do, then they will stop salah after that. Then they will stop siyam, fasting. He said, this is essential, I will fight them on it. And those who still proclaim that there is no other God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, the Shahadatin, but they don't want to pay zakah. They said, the Prophet said, if you do that, if you make Shahada, then nobody can kill you. He said, no. If you stop this, in fact, Allah said, zakah is haqq lissa'il wal mahroom. This is ayah. And if you renege on it, you are reneging on a haqq, a command. And even Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, could not believe that Abu Bakr would fight. And when Abu Bakr reminded him, it is a haqq, it is Quran, then Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda agreed, and he sent the companions to all these tribes which reneged on Islam and brought them back to Islam. These are wars. He spent his 2 years ruling the Muslim Ummah in bringing the Muslim Ummah together and strengthening the state, the Muslim state, together, and gathering the Holy Quran. These are his great deeds. What can we do, you and me, every time we hear about a companion or teachings of the Prophet. We should really up or commands of Allah. All it's not just the stories we read. We need to apply it to ourselves as much as they can. When I thought about it, I found that maybe because of the fast pace of life, we are very fast. Wake up in the morning, take breakfast, go to work, and a lot of work hours, and we come back home doing the same thing for 365 days. We don't have time even to think about major things in life. We really need, I thought from the stories, these great deeds of Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, that we need to think about what are the major things that they that need our time, energy, and thinking. Maybe you have a child who needs some attention. I know you have a living to earn, but we must think about major things. Maybe your spouse. When was the last time you really paid attention to your spouse and saying good things, in fact, lifting up their morals? Maybe you have a relative who is poor, and you may be delaying the help. Don't delay it. You don't know when we are going to die. So from really the lessons learned from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, I can learn, and I hope you learn and you do, that we should not delay anything. He just ruled 2 years and he did these great things. Because he focused on what is the most urgent, important thing I should do, and he did it. So we should do the same. What is the most important thing in my work, in my family, in my neighborhood, to this community, to anybody that I know? And I need to tell my people, my family, something they don't know about me. What if I die suddenly? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do that in order to do a good job in this life and to be rewarded in the hereafter. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا اعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف straighten the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah. الله أكبر الله أكبر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين وعيد لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعددا يحسب أن ماله أخلدا كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مقصدة في عمد ممددة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا.
ربنا ولك
الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين، فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين، فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم.